This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. RTD's CEO will step down at the end of her contract, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
RTD CEO Deborah Johnson, who oversees the 8-county district, told staff she would not be signing a new contract. Johnson, who has served in the role since 2020, has led the organization through the pandemic, an uptick in crime on buses and trains, and a massive drop in ridership and fares. In 2024, CPR reported staff accused Johnson of creating an abusive work environment. Under her leadership, she has struggled to bring in sufficient revenue and attract riders. Now, RTD faces a $215 million budget crisis. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
According to the latest data, Colorado officially has the lowest snowpack ever recorded for the beginning of April and the worst snowpack in recorded history. CPR's Tegan Wendland reports.
This follows the driest March on record, with precipitation at less than 50% of normal, according to the Colorado River Basin Forecast Center. An extremely warm March also caused widespread snowmelt, according to forecaster Cody Moser.
We have well below normal water supply forecasts. The probability of record low April through July runoff volumes has increased from a month ago, just due to that extremely dry March and that huge snowmelt event.
That will have dire implications downstream. April through July forecasts for the Colorado River Basin show multiple locations with record low water volume. Lake Powell is forecast to only be at 22% of the norm. Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
In Denver, City Park Jazz is looking for $35,000 to help pay for their summer series. The series normally takes place at Bandstand at City Park, which was destroyed last month in a fire. The group is fundraising for a mobile stage and power generator they'll be using this summer. For more information, come to Denverite.com. And this is CPR News. It's 8:06.